Right now, I'd like to welcome to the program Jan Ozu, who is a, well, he'll tell you much of what he is. Let me just very quickly tell you that, first of all, thank you for being with us, Jan. Nice to have you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to see you. I know Jan, aside from his profession as a tennis professional and instructor, but I also know him in a personal way, and I'm very pleased to see him here with us today. He is a Davis Cup participant, player. He is he's from originally born in Cameroon. His father was French. His mother was a Cameroonian. Is Cameroonian correct there?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, were you playing tennis in Cameroon?
You know, I started to play tennis at 11, and yes, at the time, my dad, you know, had set his mind to be in Africa. So yes, I did play tennis in Cameroon.
And was tennis big in Cameroon back there?
You know, at the time, Yannick Noah, for those of you that are of that age, would remember he was one of the pupils, you know, that Arthur Ashe found in Africa. Right. And he was the number one tennis player in France. So we were close family friends. And my dad decided that, you know, it was just fitting for me to do the same thing. So here I was. I started to play tennis because of him.
And we should point out, you're not named after Jan, Yannick Noah. Jan is part of where you were from in Cameroon, right?
Correct. No, we have no association by names. Yeah, that was just my parents called me Jan.
Yeah. Okay, so you grew up playing tennis. And I should also point out that Jan was educated here in the United States, New Mexico Military Institute.
Correct. I went to New Mexico Military Institute, which is a two-year college, graduating in a year and a half, and then transferred to GW.
And were you playing tennis then?
I did play tennis for them. I was good enough at the time. You know, I was one of the top junior players in the world, so I had no trouble whatsoever getting full scholarships to both schools.
As growing up in Detroit and in Cumming, I never had a chance to play tennis. I passed some tennis courts, you know, saw them. But it was a game for the privileged, or so it seemed. Even like Wimbledon, you know, you showed up and everybody was dressed up, but not for the average Joe. Is that a misconception about tennis?
You know, nowadays with technology being so prevalent and important in our lives, you know, the technology has evolved in a fascinating way. Yes, back in the days, tennis could have been perceived as being for the privileged. Nowadays, you know, people can learn tennis online. You know, I am actually one of the most popular online tennis coaches worldwide.
How do you teach tennis online? Let's get right to it. Here we go. Folks, the reason I asked Jan to come in and we're going to talk about this is because I want your children or you to have an access to everything that's possible. If you grew up and tennis was beyond you, or so you thought, maybe not now. Your children, you have to know about things to encourage your children to do things. And here you're saying you can learn tennis. How do you learn a game online, Jan?
You know, let's take a step back and think about video analysis. You know, video analysis is nothing new to sport. They use it for all sports. You know, the NBA spends an extensive amount of time watching tapes, you know, kind of assessing where they can take advantage of weaknesses and strength on the opponent's side. You know, in tennis, it's the same thing. If you want to really evaluate someone's stroke or how perfect a stroke looks like, you actually have to see it, you know. And what we do is we use video technology to slow things down so much so that people can actually
see the mechanics. Teach the mechanics of the game. Are you suggesting that you can learn to play tennis by first learning the mechanics of the game? Is that
absolutely. You got to learn the technique. Then you also have to look at the strategy.
And at that point, well, okay, this is fascinating because I never thought about it that way. I guess I could learn golf the same way, too. And I understand the fundamentals of the game. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, here on Radio America. We're talking with Jan Ozu, a tennis professional. When we come back, folks, by the time this session is over, you'll be playing tennis every day and doing it very well. Stay tuned. My guest is Jan Ozu, and we're talking about you and tennis, or maybe your child and tennis. Well, maybe for that matter, your mom in tennis. The idea here is that a game that many may have thought was beyond them, according to my guest, Jan Ozu, who is a tennis professional, teacher and an innovator, tennis is well within your reach. And he's just telling us that he can teach you tennis online. That's fascinating, but I get it. You learn the mechanics of the game, right?
You learn the mechanics and you also learn the strategy. You know, for most players who step on the court, they just look at a box. They don't really know where to put the ball and how to put the ball. And when you take a bird's eye view and you look from the top, you know, we film some of our footage with drones. So you can actually see what the court looks like from up top, and you see the directions that the ball is taking and where the openings and, you know, the opportunities are. So it's fascinating to actually educate people
from
on
that
what
point.
To do.
But how do you teach the feel? You can't. I mean, you can teach the mechanics. You can teach the angles. How do you teach the feel of tennis?
That's correct. We're not saying that you do not go to the tennis court at all, ever. You know, what we're saying is it's actually a great tool to supplement whatever it is that you're doing on the court. It actually enhances your ability to improve because once you know, then you can, you know, apply the minute that you step on the court and not waste time.
So no matter where I might be in the world, you're saying I could learn from you the mechanics of the game and more of the game.
Absolutely.
How do I do this? How expensive is it? Where do I go? What do I do?
Well, you know, on our website, we offer, and the website is www.tenniscentral.net, you know, which is a tennis app, actually. So we've gone mobile. People can take us with them on their phone. We offer over $5,000 worth of online instruction that's free. You know, so you download the app, you get that automatically for free. And that in itself could potentially take you from a true beginner all the way to college level. So, you know, in my case, I've always worked really hard to make tennis affordable and accessible to all. And that's my mission in life.
So, but you're not saying it's not going to cost me any. What does it cost me to have you teach me? Or where does the breakout come where you at least make a dime or two? I mean, is it for a personal lesson or what happens here?
Well, in our case, you know, we want to reach critical mass. The more people join, obviously, the more powerful the organization becomes. And then, you know, we have some courses are paid and then some courses are free, you know. But again, I want this sport to be the most popular sport ever. So we've made it really easy for people to join and really easy for people to improve.
So I go to your website again. What is it?
www.tenniscentral.net.
Okay, www.tenniscentral.net. And I sign up.
Correct.
And then what happens?
Well, then you have access to all these incredible videos from me and then from some of our partners. You have tools that will help you to actually improve your game by tracking your improvements. It generates a chart for you. You know, you can find players.
You learn them, and you learn the rules of the game, too.
You learn the rules of the game. You find players. You find courts. Anywhere around the world, you know, you can find people at your level and actually make it a game. We make it very easy for people to access.
So do I actually play against somebody electronically?
No, you don't play with somebody electronically. You actually connect with players of similar level in your area so that you always have a partner to play
with. If I'm in Podunk, Iowa, you might, through your site, meet somebody else and we could go out and play.
You got it. We make it very easy for you to connect.
And one of the other things that you pointed out, and I was fascinated, you're the first third-party sponsor of this big tournament coming up when?
Correct. The City Open is the start, actually, of what we call the U.S. Open Series, which is five tournaments fitting into the U.S. Open. So it's a big deal. You know, we're the first third-party app, meaning not related to the tournament itself, to be so involved with the logistics of the tournament itself. So we're going to give people access to the pro players. By having the app, you will be able to meet players like Andy Murray and, you know, players like that.
Is this the first time this has been done?
The first time it's been done, so we're making history.
So you're making history with it. Okay, and that's called what?
TennisCentral.net.
That's the same name.
Same name.
Okay. My guest is Jan Ozu, and if you hear something that you excited to hear and you want to be a part of it, we'll get back and tell you more about that. A couple of the issues that I think that we'll talk about. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. Stay with us. My guest is Jan Ozu. He is a tennis professional. He has started Tennis Central Concept, a way that you can learn tennis online and then meet people that you can play with wherever you might be. It's a fascinating idea. As I always like to be very clear, Jan, is about the dollars that are involved here so that my folks don't run into any surprises when they get to the website and say, well, Mr. Berry said so-and-so, or Paul told me it didn't. So let's talk about that. What is if I wanted to go from where I am today as a non-player, know nothing about tennis, to being able to at least get out on a court and know the rule, what would it cost me?
You know, the most expensive cost is going to be getting a tennis racket, and you can get a tennis racket for less than $50 today. You know, tennis actually costs a lot less money than basketball. People have this misconception that tennis is expensive. I learned tennis for no money. I picked up the sport. I took 5 private lessons, you know, back in the days in Cameroon, and then everything else that I learned was through videos. You know, so I learned tennis by just watching, which is what we offer to people through our website, www.tenniscentral.net, is we give them access to the best instruction that they can find for literally nothing. You know, so for somebody who's really interested in improving fast, get a tennis racket, watch some videos, find a couple of friends on the website as well, and then just go out there and play. It should cost you nothing.
And the point of it, too, is that if you become good enough, you can make a lot of money playing tennis, right?
That's correct. And it's also the amount of opportunities that you will have access to. You know, in my case, coming from Cameroon, I've had the good fortune to be involved in the sport at the international level. And I have met presidents, I've met ministers, senators, congressmen, the most powerful people in the world. You know, and this is not something that I would have otherwise found on my own. Tennis made those opportunities available to me.
Interesting. And not only did you meet these folks, but you played against some of the mighty out there.
Absolutely. I had the chance to play against John McEnroe. You know, I coached a couple of players that were top 20 in the world. So I've had a lot of opportunities because of this sport.
It's amazing. And as you point out, it's a sport like golf, like baseball, like any other sport. It's just a question if it's of your interest. It is attainable. You can get to it. And I think that's one of the important lessons that I wanted to – look, you know, I watched Wimbledon. I was excited. But I had about as much chance of playing tennis at that level or even being there, better chance to go to the moon. I mean, but today, though, it's different. I could feel it was different. As a matter of fact, my wife said, you know, we ought to go over there and enjoy. And people can do that today.
Oh, absolutely. Tennis is as open as everything else today. You know, you can go to the tennis tournaments. The City Open is going to be right here. We're offering free tennis clinics to anybody in the community that wants to partake. You know, we're offering free tickets. There's so many ways today to make it affordable and economical for you to attend a tennis event.
Okay, Jan, my pleasure. Again, give us a website where people can reach out to you.
www.tenniscentral.net.
Pretty simple, folks. www.tenniscentral.net. Jan, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I've learned from you today, and I'm gonna try this. I mean, golf has been my game, but I think you won me over. I'm coming to tennis, big boy.
Wonderful.
Coming up next, I'm also coming to Mike Cardoza. He's going to talk to you about debt collection, what you should know. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry.